Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I'm praying for my brother, cause I know he wants to do your will.
Welcome to Restoration Online Ministry. I pray that you will be blessed by the word on today. I give God praise, glory, and honor for you joining our link on today. I want you to know that no matter what you may be going through in your life, God is able to change it and work it out in your favor. Just give it over to him and he will work it out. God bless you. Thank you again for joining our line on today. Continue to trust God and he will work for you. God bless you. Hugs and kisses from Restoration Online Ministry. God bless you. Have a wonderful one. God bless you all. I hope that you all are able to hear me loud and clear on today as we get ready to start our broadcast on today. We give God praise and glory and honor for each and every one of you on today. And as we give others a few more little minutes to come in on the call, we're just going to play a praise and worship on today. And we just thank God for you. We thank God for you just being on with us. God bless you. Welcome to Restoration Ministry. We thank God for you today. And we just thank God for all that he's doing for each and every one of us on today. God is so great. He is amazing. And he's wonderful. And he is so good and kind to us. So as we get ready to start on today, let's just play a praise and worship song to give everyone time to come in on the call on today. Hallelujah. We're going to give up just a few more little minutes to come on. Hallelujah. We thank God for you all on today. We thank God for everything that he's doing for us in our life. Hallelujah. So as we give us just a few more little minutes, we're going to play our praise and worship. And God bless you and thank you again for joining us on today. So as we play the praise song, give us just a little more time to come in on the call. We just want to thank you once again for joining us on today. God is so good. He is great. He is amazing. He's wonderful and he's good and he is so, so kind to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Today, we give God praise, glory, and honor. And if you are just joining us on our link and on our phone number, welcome and thank you for joining us on today. As we prepare to start our service on today, we just want to just thank the Lord for blessing us on today. We want to thank him for just being who he is in our lives. We just want to thank him for just being amazing to us, that giving us a new day, a new beginning, a new start on today. So we're thankful and we're happy just to be able to fellowship, to worship, to praise, to give God glory and honor for him just being our God on today. God is so great. He is amazing and he's so wonderful and good and kind to us. So on today, at this time, as we're starting our service and opening up with our prayer, you would like to share our link with anyone that you would like to share the link with, feel free to do so now. If you want to give them the phone number, feel free to do that as well. They don't have to be in the exact chat room with you to be able to be on with us because we're on live and we broadcast from all over. So please share our link. You can share it on your Facebook and Instagram, wherever you like to share it at. Share the phone numbers. You could text the number and information to someone. You can do that. So we thank God for all of you on today. We thank God for you being in our life, and we just thank God for you being a supporter of Restoration Ministry. So as we open up with prayer on today, we ask that you would just be with us in prayer, and we ask that you would continue to pray for Sister Faye, who buried a husband on yesterday. We ask that you all would keep her and her family lifted up in prayer. So as we open up in prayer, I want to ask God to just bless and strengthen her and her family. And I ask that you all will pray for Mother Pearl as well and her family and the loss of her cousin. We want to keep all the families that are part of the Restoration Ministry who have gone through a loss of a loved one in our prayers, because we know that time when we lose a loved one, it's a hard time for us. But we know that God is still great in spite of everything that we go through. So let's open up with prayer on today. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. Lord God, we thank you, Father, for being who you are in our life. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for opening up our eyes this morning, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, for giving us a brand new beginning to start and get our lives in order today. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you kept our families, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, for the roof over our heads. We thank you for the food that we eat, Father. We thank you for the clothes on our body, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, for just being our God, Father God. As we pray on today, Lord God, we pray for all the members, Lord God, who are going through a time of bereavement on today. Father, we pray for strengthening our families, Lord God. We pray, Father, for healing their hearts, Father, in their minds and in their souls, Lord. We know you, Lord God, to be a healer, a comforter, Lord God. Bring joy back into their life and peace, Father, and restore that brokenness that's in their heart, Father. We pray for anyone, Lord God, on today who may be sick, Father, dealing with any kind of illness on today. Father, you say by the blood of Jesus, God, we are healed and delivered. So, Father, we are trusting in you. We're believing that your word says, Father, that we are healed, Father, by the blood of our Jesus Christ who died for us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing peace into the home, Lord God. Restore the marriages, Lord God. Restore the fathers and the mothers, Lord God, that they're unified together, Lord God, to raise their children, Father, in the right way, Lord God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to give us, Father, the joy that we need in our life, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you, Father God, will bless us, God, in every area of our life, Father. If any lack, Father, in anyone on today, Father, they don't have enough to pay their bills or the finances in their households, Lord God. You say, Lord God, that you are our shepherd, Father, and we shall not want. Father, I ask you, Lord God, where there's lack, Father, that you, Lord God, will provide, Father. Father, I ask you, Lord God, where there's any confusion and chaos, God, that you bring peace, Father, in those situations, Lord God. We pray for anyone, God, that may be in an abusive situation on today, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that the abuser's hand and mouth have stopped, Lord God, that those that are in those situations, God, will have a safe way out of it, Lord God. We pray, Father, that you will deliver them, Father, out of whatever it may be, Lord God. Father, that you'll change the situation, the circumstance that is going on in their life, Lord God. Father, we thank you, God, that you, Father, are moving over our life, Father. We pray for those, God, who are dealing with any kind of drug addiction or any kind of addiction, God, that they're trying to fill that void, Father. We ask that void be filled with the love of Jesus, God. Let them know, God, that you love them, Father. Send others in, Lord God, to minister your loving kindness, your good and grace and mercy for them, Lord God, that they can make the changes, Father, to begin to follow you, Lord God. Father, we pray for those, God, who are homeless on today, God. We pray that others don't judge them, Lord God, that they will look out for them, Lord God, because any one of us, God, can be in that situation at any given time. So help us, Lord, to have compassion and love and goodness and kindness for our sisters and brothers, Lord God, who are struggling, who are going through things. Father, we pray for every country around the world, Father. We pray for peace in our country, Lord God. Father, we pray for all the peace all around this world, God. We pray for unity among your people, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We pray for every ministry, Lord God, that is doing what you asked of them to do, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you would bless the pastors, the leaders, the apostles, the prophets, God, the bishops, Lord God, who are doing the assignments and the work of you, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that many are coming back to you, Lord God, that are making a change in their life, Lord God. We praise you, God, and we honor you, Lord God, and we give you glory, God, for you, God, being our God. We thank you, Father, for everything that you do, God. We give you praise, glory, and honor in your precious Son, Jesus' name, Father. We thank you and adore you, Lord God. Amen, amen, amen. God bless each and every one of you as we start our praise and worship. Let's get in our praise and worship. Thank you again. And those of you who are just joining us, welcome and thank you. And let's get into our praise and worship on today. God bless you. We thank you so much, God, for all that you're doing for us, Lord God. We thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for everything that you do in our lives, Lord God. Father, you are so amazing, God. and you're awesome. And Lord God, you're so good to us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for everything that you do, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you praise on today. Thank you, Lord God.
You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. You, Lord God, is where we belong, because his life saved our life. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You have one more praise song, and then we're going to go into our word on today. God bless you. Once again, welcome if you're just joining us on the call. God bless you. And those of you on the link, welcome and thank you. God bless you on today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for another day. We thank you, God, for waking us up, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for just being who you are in our life, Lord God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God, and we just honor you on today, Lord God. As we get ready to start our word on today, I ask that you all get your Bibles together. We're going to be coming out of 2 Corinthians today, the third chapter. And our topic today is that it says your life is your ministry. Why I picked this topic is because a lot of times we don't understand why we go through the things that we go through in our life. All of them are lessons. And we can either take it and learn from it, or we can stick in it, stay in that position, that spot. We've been talking about coming out of that dark place. We've been talking about having enough oil in your lamp so you can be shining bright when he comes. And a lot of things that has happened in our life is to help us to be able to help somebody to come out of the things that they're going through in their life, right? Especially when God has delivered you out of something and God has got you out of that dark place that you were once in. Everything that we go through in life to help somebody else that is still in that spot that you got delivered from. And a lot of times we keep it inside of what God has done for us. We be ashamed. We keep quiet to tell the good news. You know, ministry is telling the good news about our Savior, our God, how great he is in our life. That is what it really is. It's to tell a story. Tell a story about how God has brought you out of something. To get somebody else in a place to begin to start trusting God again. Somebody begin to start making the changes in their life so they could come out of the dark spots that they may be in their life. But if you keep it all inside, then how can you help your brothers and sisters to come out of the things that they're going through in their life, right? So we're going to now go into our word today. And we're going to read the word today. And we're just going to get into it and just understand why I picked these particular scriptures. And why the lesson is so important, because a lot of us, we sit there in that dark spot just thinking that our life is just what it is. Things that we go through in our life, it can help somebody, especially when you've been going through it and you learned how to come out of it. And sometimes when you open up your mouth and talk about whatever it is that you're going through, that frees you. Because as long as you keep it inside, the enemy uses that to attack you, because he make you start feeling in that dark spot that, woe is me, I can't make it because I'm going through all this stuff. But when you release it, he have no leverage to make you feel bad about nothing. When you just let it out, he have nothing else in his little corner that he could use against you, because you done released it. You done gave it over to God. You done talked about it. You done spoke on it. You let me go. So he has no room now to come at you with nothing, because you didn't let it out. You're not sitting there, woe is me no more. You're letting it go. So what else did he have to come at you about? Nothing. So I already didn't let it be known. I already brought it out and I talked about it, and I'm trusting God on it. So you can't come at me to attack me about nothing else that God already delivered me about. I'm not going to sit in it. Because we already delivered. We already freed from those things of our past. When you accept Christ into your life, them things from your past no longer matter anymore. He don't look at your past. He only see you making the changes to do right in your life. So your life story is your ministry. Your life story is how you help somebody else come out of that dark place. It really is how we can bring a lot of peace into this land, in this country, and have love around us. When we tell others that I understand what you're going through because I've been there, but this is what God has been doing for me. Let me tell you about it. And then when you begin to tell them about it, then that helped them to come out of that dark place. And they don't walk around being angry with the world, because they see to themselves that, wow, I'm not the only one going through this today. Somebody else is going through what I'm going through. I like that they shared it with me, so let me make a change too, so I can start smiling like I see them smiling, so I can start praising God again like I see them praising. So let's get into our word on today. And we're going to start at 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. We're going to start at verses 1. We're going to read 1 through 4 on today. And then we're going to jump from there, get your Bibles and have it marked.
from 1 to 14. We're going to jump over the same chapter, but we're going to go to verses 16 through 18 on today. God bless you, and I'm going to read today. I'm going to do three different versions of it so you can understand where we're coming from. So we're going to start first with 2 Corinthians 3, 1 and 4. God bless you. Welcome, Pastor. Thanks for joining today. And we're going to go on to now 2 Corinthians 3rd chapter 1 through 4 on today. And I'm reading out of Amplify first, and then we're going to go to the Messenger Bible, and then we're going to go to Easy Read for them. So I want you to get a clear understanding of why I picked this particular verses today. God bless you all. So we're going to start verse 1, 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter we had, starting at verse 1. It says, are we starting to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, like some false teachers, letters of recommendations to you and from you? No. You are our letter of recommendation written in our heart, recognized and read by everyone. You show that you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on a tablet of stone, but a tablet of human heart. Verse 4, such is the confidence and the steadfast reliance and absolute trust that we have through Christ towards God. So that's Amplifier. So let's go now to Easy to Read, and then I'm going to come back and explain to you why I picked these here. I'm going to read it so we can come back and break it down for you. So let's go to Easy to Read now. It says, we are beginning again to tell you all of these good things about ourselves. Do we need letters of introduction to you or from you like some other people? No, you yourself are our letters written on our hearts. It is known and read by all people. You show that you are a letter from Christ that he sent there through us. This letter is not written with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. It is not written on stone tablets, but on a human heart. Verse 4 in Easy to Read, it says, we can say this because through Christ we feel sure before God. Now let's go to Messenger, and then I explain to you why we're picking this particular verse on today. And then we're going to jump over to the other one, but let's break this one down. So Messenger reads, does it sound like we're patting ourselves on the back, insisting on our credentials, 13 our authority? Well, we're not. Neither do we need our endorsements. Neither do we need endorsements. That would mean either to you or from you. You yourselves are all the endorsements we need. You very like our letters that anyone can read by just looking at you. Christ himself wrote it, not with ink, but with God's living spirit, not chiseled in stone, but carved in a human heart. Verse 4 says, in Messenger. We couldn't be more sure of ourselves in this, that you written by Christ himself of God, and are our letters of recommendation. So let's just pause right there as to why I picked this. Because a lot of us have gone through so much in our life, and sometimes we wonder why. And we think that maybe we can't share our story. Maybe I can't minister or help somebody. Maybe I can't encourage somebody to come out of that dark place they're in because I don't have the paperwork. I don't have the credentials to say that I'm equipped enough to help my sisters and brothers come out of that situation that they're in. The scriptures let you know that, yes, you are equipped. You're equipped to be able to encourage somebody. You're equipped to be able to bring somebody out of that dark place that they're in with God. You're equipped to be able to tell somebody that God is good in their life. You're equipped because you've gone through things that they're going through in their life. You have it in your heart. It's in your heart that I've been through the storm. I've gone through some things in my life, and I know that God is good for me. And I know that God has brought me from a long way, and I know that God did this for me, and surely he could do it for you. This is why I'm reading this to you, because a lot of people tell you that if you don't have the right documents, that you don't have this title as a pastor or bishop or this, that you cannot help your sisters and brothers. Yes, you are. Your life is your story, your ministry, the way to help others. Do you know that your life is your ministry? The way the things that you've gone through in your life that God has delivered you from, that is ministry. That's how you can help somebody else. If you have gone through any kind of addictions in your life and you're no longer dealing with those addictions, that is ministry, because you can reach back and help somebody else that is still dealing with some kind of drug addiction, that is still dealing with some kind of problem or situation in their life. You're able to help them. If you have gone through any kind of abuse in your life, whether it be sexual abuse, physical abuse, and you have came out of it and you're still living and breathing and you got your right frame of mind, guess what? You have ministry in you, because you could go reach back to that person that has been raped, that been abused, and you could tell them that God is still there for them, that God is still good for them. You have ministry. Your story is your ministry to tell to the people, to bring others out of that dark place, to bring others to that light that you're in. A lot of times we keep it inside because we feel ashamed. But why do you walk around feeling ashamed or feeling defeated? If you're still breathing and you're still calling in on the call and you listened on the link, that means that you are right, because somebody did not wake up today. And somebody not in the right frame of mind to come to trying to seek instructions and directions of God. That means God is there for you. That means God has not forgotten you, that he's right there willing and able to bring you up out of whatever, but you have to trust him in it. Sometimes we say, Pastor, I don't think so, because I don't have a church. I don't have a ministry, so I can't minister to nobody. You know, Christ, when he ministered, he didn't have a building. He ministered everywhere, on the highways, the byways. He ministered. He ministered to people that nobody didn't want to minister to, right? He showed compassion to those that others didn't want to show compassion to. So you don't have to have a title or credentials or paperwork to show who you are. You just have to have a pure heart. A heart for Christ, a heart for God, a love for God that you don't want to see your brothers and sisters suffering like you were. Sometimes when people are in ministry sometimes, they don't think about where they were before God delivered them. They lose focus on that I was once going through some things that I see my sisters and brothers going through, and they so afraid to be open about what they had battled with and what God delivered them from. See, sometimes that will make people not want to come into the church. Because if I'm a pastor and I'm standing here telling you that I got it all together, then that's going to make you think that you can't come to God. Because you're going to think that you got to get it all together right away to come to make the changes. But the changes don't happen overnight. You got to put the work in. and putting the work in is beginning to start putting your life story out there, to begin to start showing who you are to God, begin to start telling others what God is doing for you in your life. Like, wow, God. You know, like sometimes people say, well, you know, you just got to like be encouraged. Encourage your sisters and brothers to love them, to show them the goodness and kindness. But if I don't tell them what I have gone through and what God is doing for me in my life, then how can I get them to trust that God is able to move in their life? If I'm telling them that I got it all together all the time, 24/7, when I know I don't. How could I expect somebody that is struggling to trust the God that I'm trusting if I don't tell them that each day I get up and ask God to give me help? Each day I ask God to give me strength, God, to keep pressing on. Father, some days it'll be hard, but Lord, I'm trusting in you. Father, I'm believing in you. But if I don't tell those that I know that are still in that dark place that I am pressing forward every day, I'm fighting every day to stay lifted up. I'm fighting every day to praise God. I'm fighting every day to just give him glory. I'm fighting every day to smile. If I don't tell them that, how could they ever know that it's a light at the end of that dark tunnel? If I don't let my life story be my ministry, if I don't tell others what I've gone through in my life so they can see that if God could do it for her, yes, he could do it for you. If God could bring me out of some things, yes, he could do it for you. The other day, someone wrote to me and asked me, how was I feeling? They said because somebody had told them that they found out that I was HIV positive. At first, Pastor, I was about to get angry when the person asked me. When they asked me at first, I was about to get angry. Then I said, no, I'm not going to get mad. I was like, well, that's what they told you? And the person was like, yes. I said, well, you know, yes, I was, but God has delivered me from it. I'm undetectable, 30 years plus. So, yes, God delivered me from it. And I say, why did you ask me that? They tell me because they are HIV positive. I said, well, I just want to let you know that it was told to me that it was a death sentence 30 years ago plus, and I'm still living. I have 2 children, and now I'm a grandmother. So God can deliver you the same way that he delivered me. You just got to trust in him. You just got to follow his word. You got to believe him. See, at first, my wall came up. And I was like, ooh, why are you asking me my personal business? But then I thought about it. That was a test to see if I'm going to let my life story be my ministry to help somebody else to be encouraged, right? I had to think about that. Like, God, why is they coming at me asking me my personal business? I don't know them like that to be sharing my business with them. But I realized what it was. Because what if I didn't tell them, yes, and what if I didn't tell them that God is a healer, that God is a protector, that he's a provider? What if I didn't tell them that I'm still standing on the word of God? That, yes, they said I was HIV positive, but they can't find it in my system now. I'm undetectable. What if I just kept that inside? Then that person that is dealing with that dark place in their life, finding out that they're HIV and feeling bad about themselves and thinking that their life is going to end, I could have not helped them to see the light of what God has already done for me and my life. This is why the lesson today is that your life story is your ministry. Your life story is the ministry. Your life story is what to help other people to come out of their dark place and their life. And sometimes we be afraid to speak about it. Sometimes we be afraid because we think that we don't have it all together. Just like how they were saying that, where I'm not coming to like boast about what God has done for me, but I'm coming to help you to see because I'm speaking from my heart, my pure heart. You know, it ain't written down on paper, on stone, but it's in my heart because I know that God is moving. And I know that God ain't give up on me. And I know that God is still moving and healing and delivering and blessing because I see it. I see it every day that I wake up in the morning. I see the blessings of God. See, that ain't something that I got to write on a piece of paper. I feel it in my heart. The Spirit of the Lord, I feel him waking me up in the morning. We breathing the breath of the Almighty God every morning that you wake up. And you're made in the likeness and image of the Almighty God. Out of everything created in this world, we're breathing his breath. But when we learn who we are and look at our past, this is a story. And my story is not going to end with me staying in this dark place. It's not how my story is going to end. That I'm going to leave this world in this dark place. But when God is ready for me, I'm going to leave ready. I'm going to leave and he's going to say, well done. I'm not going to leave and he's going to say, depart from me. I don't want to be in that situation, Lord God. So I'm going to allow everything that I'm going through in my life, Lord God, to be my ministry. I'm going to let it be my story to tell, God, because you, God, has always been there. And sometime in our life when we go through these hard times, we think that God is not there with us. He's never away from you. He's right there. It's us that back away from God. It's us that doubt his abilities and what he's able to do for us. God is willing and able to do everything for us. We have to trust in him. We got to believe in him. We got to know that he is our God. We got to stand on the word of God. We're going to go to the last verses on today, and then we're going to be done with the lesson on today. God bless you all. We're going to know what the 2 Corinthians, 3rd chapter, verses 16 through 18. And we're going to read this one today out of the, I'm going to read it out of Easy to Read on today. That with me. It says, but when someone changes and follows the Lord, the covering is taken away. The Lord is, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And our faces are not covered. We all show the Lord's glory, and we are being changed to be like him. This change in us brings more and more glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Wow. So when you let your life story be your ministry, you begin to make the change and not question the things that you're going through in your life. You understand that is an assignment. It's a calling in your life. And you rise to the occasion. People start seeing that you're a reflection of your Father. Start walking with your head held high. You start walking, knowing that God is great in your life. It says that the covering. A lot of times we don't see the bright and beauty things that happen around us, right? But when the Spirit of the Lord is around us, you'll see that. You're free to live your life. You're not walking around stressed. You're not walking around worried, like, woe is me, like, oh, God, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'm going to read out of the Messenger as well. And it says, whenever a person turns in repentance and faith to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Wow. That is beautiful. It says, verse 18 says, and we all with unveiled face continually seeing as in the mirror, the glory of the Lord, are progressively being transformed into his image from glory to glory, which comes from the Lord. When you start walking into your calling, your purpose in this life, you start seeing things different. People start looking at you in a different way. Start being the light of this dark world. You start being able to draw other people in to God. You start being a reflection of who your Father is. People start asking you questions as to how you still got your head held high while all the stuff that you go through in your life, by the grace of God, by the goodness of my Father, because I know who he is and I know what he's due every day. Others begin to start asking you questions and you begin to start letting that be your ministry to tell them, I know that you're struggling right now. I know that sometimes you don't see a way out, but trust and believe God got you. God is just a prayer way. Just speak to him, talk to him, communicate with him. Because, see, I've been there. I've been in that dark place that I didn't feel that I had nobody around me. But God was there with me at all times. See, your life is your ministry. The trials, the struggles that you go through, the loss of loved ones, being rejected and dealing with things in your life, do you know you could tell people that God is with me? That when everybody else walked away, when I had nobody, God was there. It was just me and my Father, and I'm a reflection of the strength that God has given me. And I'm walking in the liberty of God because I'm free, because I decided to walk with him. I decided to walk into my calling. I decided to say, Lord God, let you be the head of my life, Lord God. I know that everything that I've gone through, Lord God, had a purpose to it. Everybody that hurt me, Lord God, it was a reason for me to help somebody that is going through some hurt today. Everything that I've gone through, Lord God, it's a reason for it, God, so I see it. That's the ministry part that you wanted me to pull out of me, God. So it's here. Here I am, your servant, Lord God. Let me be able to reach out to my sisters and brothers to help them. See, a lot of us, we stay in that dark place because we're not identifying what is happening around us. I was reading something that says that those of us that are chosen, those of you that are chosen by God, you're going to go through so much in your life. But it comes a time that you have to identify, what is it? What is it about me that everything is just keep happening to me, Lord? Like, what is it, Father? I'm humbling myself. Father, use me. Whatever it is, God, I give up me. And I just decide to follow you, Lord God. When you do that, everything that you're going through in your life, it was there to promote you right to where God wants you to be at. It was there to get you in a place with God that you can now reach back and help others that need to be pulled in to the kingdom of God. Some of you were walking around sad and angry because those that God has freed from things, those that say that they're free, that they're living the right way for God, they choose not to reach back to grab those that are still struggling. But you didn't go through all that for you to turn your head to those that are still struggling. Don't think that you need to have a pastor's title or apostle title or something like that to encourage somebody out of a dark place in their life. You can see a homeless person on the side of the street. You can show some compassion to them, the love. You can be compassionate. You don't have to judge them, because who are you to judge them? Because you could be homeless by the second of a finger, just like they are. See, a person dealing with a drug addiction, you can't look down on them, because we don't know what happened in their life to cause them to go in that dark place. But what you can do is to pray for them. What you can do is let your life story be that ministry. Remember where you were in your dark place. Remember how hard it was for you to get up out of whatever it was you was in. and that somebody had to reach and grab you out of it and help you. So today, the lesson is to help you to learn how to let whatever you've gone through in your life, let that be a part of your ministry. The ministry is that you're telling the good news of God. When I say the word ministry, people say, oh, I'm supposed to have a church, or I got to have like this fellowship thing. No. You know, when you're standing in the line in a store, right? It says where two or three gather, lifting up the name of Jesus. He's right there in the midst. God's in the midst, right? You're having what they call church. The people is the church, not a building. It's not you calling in on my blog or the blog or on somebody else's line. It's not that. You're the church. People make the church. So if you see me on the street somewhere and I'm telling you about the goodness of the Lord, guess what we're doing? We're having church. We're fellowshipping one another. We're talking about the goodness of God. We're spreading the good news. We're telling you that God is good, right? That God is amazing. Hey, oh, thank you, Lord God, for bringing me out of this. You know, God got you. God is there for you. I'm praying for you, sister. I'm praying for you, brother. Be encouraged. You're giving the scriptures to them and to their life. Instead of speaking negativity about what they're going through, you start speaking a word. Like they say, you know, I got to go to the doctor, and I'm worried about what the test result's going to be. Then you speak that scripture to them that we read last Sunday, a couple of Sundays ago, that God did not give you the spirit of fear. He gave the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. That's what you speak into their life. See, you let your life story be your ministry to whoever you reach out to. Well, you know, I'm worried about how I'm going to pay my bills. You say, you know, the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. God is your provider. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. God is the light of your salvation. Whom shall you walk around in fear? You start speaking those words to them, right? You remember what the words were spoken to you in your lifetime through your story and this life, and you start allowing that to be your ministry, which is spreading the good news to others, to help others to come out of where they are, right? Because who are you to judge somebody? You all fall short each and every day. But what you got to do is start changing your mind to the way you're thinking and start saying, you know what, all this that I'm going through in my life, this is not how my story is going to end. I'm not going to stay in this place. I'm not going to stay depressed all the time. I'm not going to stay going through all these emotions of where I'm at. You know, I'm going to trust God, and I'm going to see this as a lesson, and I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to make the changes that I need to make so I no longer be in this situation again. A lot of things sometimes we go through in our life is things that we didn't put ourselves in those situations too. We put ourselves in them situations that we want to blame God. No, it's not God's fault. It's not his fault. Sometimes we jump before God. We do things when God ain't tell us to move. We react to things that God ain't tell us to react. So trust God. Look at your life and think about how far God has brought you. As I close, I want you to just think about this. It has been many times in each and every one of our lives that our life was on the line, right? Many times that your life could have been snatched away from you at a snap of a finger. But by the grace of God, still here, which means you have a story to tell to help somebody to come out of wherever they may be in their life. Whatever the situation that was, that God delivered you out of it, that's your life story to tell to help somebody else come out of whatever it is that they're going through in their life, to bring them over, to bring your sisters back home to the kingdom of God. Oh, God. But who wants to see our loved ones or those that you know not being heard that word, well done, that good and faithful servant? So you got to let your life story be your ministry. We don't want to see our sister and brother suffering and not having that eternal life that God promised us. So it's time for us to wake up, Stop being ashamed of what God has done for you and what he brought you out of, and tell your story, to tell others what God has done for you and how he's moved in your life. You know, like when a person came to me and asked me, my first response, I was about to get angry with them. Like, why are you coming asking me this? Like, and who told you this about me? And then I thought about it. Why am I ashamed? Why am I ashamed of what my God, my Father, had done for me? Why am I not telling the testimony that, yes, I was? Yes, they diagnosed me with HIV 30-some plus years ago, but they can't find it in my system. That's me telling my story, my testimony, that God delivered me. You know, I had to sit and think about that. My reaction was to get mad at them at first, and then I thought about it, like, why am I angry about what you've done for me, God? Why am I feeling ashamed about it? I have so many friends that I know that dealt with HIV and AIDS, and they're no longer here, and here I'm still standing. Why am I ashamed? My life story is part of the ministry. That's me. God, you did this for me. You didn't help me, God. So why am I ashamed? So don't be afraid, scared to speak your truth. Your truth will deliver somebody. Your truth will save somebody. Your truth will bring somebody to the light and allow them to be able to trust God, allow them to be able to build that relationship with him. It will help them to make the changes that they need to make in their lives. I hope that this word has helped you today. Anyone that's listening on today, that you're dealing with any kind of sickness on today, don't look at it as a downfall. Don't look at it as the end of your life story. Trust God. Believe in him. Make the changes in your life so your life story don't end in that woe is me state. Praise him. Thank him. Think about all the things that he's done for you and he continues to do for you each and every day. Every day that you wake up is a blessing. Thank God. My pastor, you know, I don't see too much to thank God for. But something is wrong with you. If you don't see nothing in this world, in this life, to thank God for, something is wrong with you. When you go out your door and you see the trees and you see the clouds and you see the sun, that's more than enough to thank the Lord for. Because somebody don't not able to see those things. And you can hear the birds chirping in the air, chirping outside, and you can hear kids' laughter and joy. God, for us, somebody can't hear that today. And if you're able to touch your kids and hug them and kiss them and embrace them today, that's more than enough to thank God for us. Because somebody is visiting their child at a graveyard today. That's more than enough to tell your life story. Oh, God. We take God for granted, and we don't tell the good news of what God is doing for us. If you own this internet, you have more than enough to thank God for. Because somebody is sleeping in a cardboard box today. Somebody don't have a roof over their head, don't have a way to be able to connect on the internet. That's more than enough to thank the Lord for. And even if you open up your fridge and you only got some chicken and a bag of rice, that's more than enough to thank God for, because if somebody somewhere don't even have nothing to eat, they're eating out of garbage cans today. That's the life story to tell. The goodness of God. You'll spread the good news that God is a provider. He's a keeper. He's my provider. He's everything. He's my comforter. That's your story to tell. You don't need paperwork to be able to tell your story. You don't need a title to tell what God has done for you in your life. You speak from your heart that God is good and I love him. I love him just because he's my God. I love him because he's great. I love him that he keeps me. I love him that even when I don't do right, he still provides for me. I love him just because he created me and everything in this world with me in mind. I love you, God. And because I love you, I'm going to show love to those around me. That is the mindset that we're supposed to have. So I thank you, Lord God, for the word. Pastor, did you have anything to say on today as we close out? God bless you all. Thank you all so much. I just thank God on today for the word. I don't know if, Pastor, if you're able to hear me. I don't know. I see the number, but I don't know if you can hear me. But I thank God for all of you on today. God is great.
No, I don't have anything to say, Pastor. I can hear you.
Thanks, Pastor. I just want to close us out in prayer, and I thank all of you who for the donation of being able to send something to Evangelist Faye family for the funeral. Thank you all so much, and she thank you all for your prayers and your condolences sent to her. So I just want to thank all of you for doing that, and I ask you all to keep Mother Pearl, Sister LaShonda, lifted up in prayer. She lost her cousin on yesterday morning at 6 a.m. He passed away. So I ask that you'll keep her and her family lifted up in prayer. It's a lot. We've got to keep our spirits lifted up and just keep everyone lifted up in prayer. And as we go about our way this week, you know, show kindness to somebody. Show love to somebody. Don't be afraid if God has delivered you out of something in your life. God is great, and he's good, and he is amazing. So we got to close out in prayer on today. And for those of you who would like to make a donation to the ministry today, our Cash App information is the $ Restoration Online MIN. $ Restoration Online MIN. Our PayPal is lovingforthesoul@aol.com. And if you'd like to send an email to Restoration Ministry, you could always send an email to restorationministryonline@gmail.com. And if you want to reach out to me, you can follow me on my Facebook, Pastor Carmella Parker. And if you go on the Facebook, you'll be able to find me. I thank God for all of you. Please share our link, share our phone number. We're still not doing Bible study, but you can always follow Pastor Ike Lewis on Facebook for his Bible studies on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 o'clock p.m. on Facebook Live. Every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, look for Pastor Ike Lewis Jr. That's how you'll be able to find him on his Facebook. God bless each and every one of you. We'll close out in prayer. We'll see you all on next Sunday at 1 o'clock p.m. for our service. God bless you. And if you can always go on our link and listen to the messages over and over, because the messages are recorded there and left there for you. So God bless you. Thank you so much. We're going to close out in prayer. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for blessing the service today. Father, I ask that you will bless each and every person as they go about their way on today, Lord God. Father, I ask that you will put your warring angels all around them. Father, we thank you, Father. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful one. Enjoy your week. God bless.
God bless you.